Blog Talk Radio.
Got some of that, because if you didn't, if you really didn't, then I got a bone to pick with you, because most people, when they read for fun, pleasure, or knowledge. Most people, when they watching TV, it's for the same reason, a fun, pleasure, knowledge. So actually, to keep it real competitive, I want to know why you would listen to my radio show, unless it's fun, work, or knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And I was just reading over something because I'm having so many different mix-ups because a couple of my shows have been scheduled already for Facebook and everything, and probably on air too. So I'm in scheduling myself. Starting today and for hopefully forevermore. But today, simply because I last evening, which was Sunday evening, I was watching TV for all of the same reasons I just mentioned. Fun, pleasure, and knowledge. And just happened to run across this program that I'd been seeing a lot of different commercials on. United Shades of America. And this guy's name is K. Kamalu or something, Bell. And kind of remind me of old Fred Bell, the way he talks and the way he has a flow with people. I know a lot of you people, who in the hell is Fred Bell? He's a guy that was in my present and past and always in my thoughts because of the things he liked to talk about and discuss. So another reason I was watching this guy, because I like the way he has his flow of content and everything. But anyhow, he was talking about the city of Chicago, which a lot of my friends and things and stuff, family and everybody, they don't really know how important Chicago is to me. But I have a large amount of family in Chicago. Very large segment of my father's family, sisters, and other parts of his family, his nieces, nephews, and stuff, all lived and grew up in Chicago. My father's family migrated to Chicago back before my father went into service and all of that there in the 40s and the 50s. You know what I'm saying? So, anyhow, so I have a lot of first cousins, few of them that I happen to meet, and some of the children, some of the youngsters. They're very near and dear to my heart. Old Trapper, Marcus, named after my father. Carolyn, named after my sister. James, named after my brother. That's Trapper. And, you know, all of that in a bag of chips, because, like I said, near and dear to my heart. And so, but I've never, because I've been I guess you would call it under the weather mostly, as long as I've been knowing them, actually. They came to Dallas in 1979 to check on me after I had gotten into a little incident. And so in 1980, Trapper come through to meet his first cousin, and There's not too many days go without us making contact with each other. And it's been like that for quite a long while, for quite a number of years. We were inseparable while he was here in Dallas most of the time. So we tried to stay in touch with each other on a real regular basis because we loved most of the same type of things. Billiard parlors, pool rooms, whatever everybody called them. But the players who would play anything from billiards to name a game of pool, and we tried it. Anyhow, so Chicago, very, very, very dear to me. And then when I started hearing about all of the different problems that they were having in Chicago, I didn't look at it as the town that they grew up in and the city that they were really involved with and loved. That was their home. And stuff like that. I didn't look at it like that. I looked at it as where they were. You know, sometimes in Wisconsin, sometimes in Chicago, but basically it was the same thing, you know, because Wisconsin being on the corner from Chicago, made them birth like Dallas and Fort Worth, maybe even a little closer. So you know, I tried to keep abreast of that as often as I could, but I still didn't know that it was as bad as it was. So I'm saying all of that to say, after I began to look at it differently, made a couple of calls, you know, talked with different people. I even talked to the Jesse Jackson people. So tonight, basically what we're going to do is we're going to talk similarities, because something that I heard last night on United States of America preempted a lot of the thoughts that I discovered and had about a lot of other cities and things that, you know, that kind of disturbed me when I would hear about Los Angeles and how different it was from Beverly Hills and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I know there's a big difference because of the money right there. Well, it's the same kind of difference between money and hungry people and broke people out here. You know, we got Highland Park. So, you know, it's different name but same program, you know. You get to what I'm saying? So that's the way it was. So in trying to discuss, let's talk similarities. Sometimes when you are on a roll for a show with the best topic ever and you know that you have everything else in place to make it a total success and you lose it to the system, I know you. A lot of you all are not understanding that, you know, when we type our stories in and our shows in, sometimes a blunder or a mishap and the whole show is gone. You know, if you done spent 2 hours or three preparing for a show and getting your information and you type in an unedited part of a show and you haven't been able to save it or anything because of the setup. So I'm not throwing the system up under the bus, But I am saying we got to do a lot better than what we do.
Cause my first part of my show was a lot better than what this one is. Cause I'm rambling and whatever. But tonight's Ask Uncle Billy show would like to discuss poverty, crime, and violence in Chicago and other cities with similar problems. That seems to be a major dilemma when you're broke, hungry, and no one to turn to. So what's the common denominator? You hear me? What's the common denominator? Well, call in to the Ask Uncle Billy show, and let's try to identify that and more. The show starts at 6:30 p.m. I think I started on time. And the number is 323-870-3963. Folk, people, we must make changes and better decisions. And the time is now. You know, some of the decisions we make is based upon how much we love or like someone else. Even though they're wrong, we'll follow. My mama wouldn't do that, and she wouldn't even accept it if her child was wrong and tried to lie to her in order to keep her in his corner. She would not accept it. She would make you hold up and own up to the wrong, and then she would try to make it right for you after that. So, you know, all I'm saying is, when I tell people all the time, I ain't going to lie for you, I ain't going to lie to you, and I ain't going to lie about you, they look at me like I'm crazy. But it just wasn't in my vocabulary and my thought processes. Remember, a lot of this is mental because we're putting what we feel in the pot with everything, and sometimes we wrong. You know what I'm saying? So I don't care how idealistic you are, sometimes you can just be wrong. And so that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you now. Sometimes you just have to own up, show up, and do something better. Sooner or later, you're going to learn that the more honest you are to yourself, the more honest you can be to everybody else. Y'all don't hear me. And I know it sounds like I'm preaching, but I'm just trying to tell you all some facts before I get into some of these figures. Because, man, it is ludicrous. Yeah, I'm just like everybody else. I'll do anything. If my family's hungry, somebody's gonna feed them. And normally, you know, I don't care who you are, what you're doing. Every man don't feel like that, don't deserve to have no children. Because, yeah, if you're not fit to take care of them, please, don't embellish all your problems on no child. And that's what a lot of folks do. And we just got to stop. So back to what I was saying is the similarities between the cities are basically coming from a lot of different ways. And so under the gun, you know, your kids crying for milk, or kids crying for food, or need money to go to school or whatever, you're going to try to get it for them. But see, like we learned in the Boy Scouts, preparation beats a whole lot of running and all of that there. Then, I think if you're taking care of business, you know, everybody don't take care of business the same way. But, you know, you try
try to find a better way to keep up with what you got and what you're not going to have when it comes time to have it. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of know when you're going to be short on something if you prepare to do right and pay it or whatever else. So if y'all trying to keep up with me, I'm just saying, Daddy always said, I don't want no man nothing but respect. Well, sometimes we get out of that because we have to borrow or whatever else. But so that wouldn't be exactly what Daddy was saying, because Daddy was vehement about when he said something, he meant it. But, you know, he was wanting a treasure because he didn't like on nobody nothing. But on the other hand, when you got to do what you got to do, you just might get in that situation, but don't stay there. You know, that's the reason you plan your work and work your plan. I don't care if you're the best con man in the world. If you come up short sometimes, you know, like some people do, you can't find no greedy person, you know, you're going to try to do what you do. So that's all understood and everything. But don't stay there, you know. Get out, do something else, do whatever it takes. But then, you know, that ain't always the case. Sometimes you're going to have to, like Malcolm said, by any means necessary. But all well said and done, don't wallow in your despair, is what I'm saying. And once you change things, do a little better, because you learn something from it. You learn that all times ain't good, and damn sure ain't all bad. But you got to start doing something. You got to start so it won't keep happening over and over again. That's even called getting a job. I know players don't like to hear that word. But, you know, by any means necessary, you know. You got them kids, you got to take care of them kids. And I hope everybody understands what I'm saying. But until then, what we're going to do is we're going to mention some of the cities like Dallas that's very similar to Chicago in a whole lot of ways. Don't have per capita murder as Chicago does, but the other crimes and things are still the same. And what you start doing is you wondering why, with all the riches, all the monies in the United States of America, you're wondering all the time, why do we even have homeless people on the street? And guess what? They're not all black. So you can't blame it all on racism, but you can blame it all on, I guess that is racism to a certain extent, economic, because that's what it's all about. People only really, really care all about the dollar. So if you can't agree with that, call in. Call in 323-870-3963. Because it's a fact that all of them ain't black and all of them ain't Mexican. For the first time in a long while, last year in 2016, I saw an Orion guy. And I had never seen an Orion homeless guy. But I did in 2016. Don't remember where I saw him, you know. Some of the things you just been passing through, you say, I saw that. Of course, I've been wondering, you know, everybody's hungry and that ain't got no job or whatever else, when are we going to get to see some of these out here? Of course, yeah, I've seen a lot of Mexicans. But they do is they, by any means necessary, just like a black man, because then they know what the deal is. But then, you know, and I've seen white folks. But the fact of the matter is, economically, there's such a drop in opinions about what broke is and what. I can tell you some facts right now that blow your mind. There's so many blacks under the poverty level, there's a lot of whites. But because our numbers are so much less greater than Caucasian, then it should disturb a lot of you folks that know what I'm telling y'all this, because some of y'all already under the poverty level yourself. Check this out. Check this out. Because there's a leak in this old building.
I know, right? I hit this car for less than a year and it's already lost half its value.
My soul has got to move. morning to the afternoon. I was on air and I was talking to you.
No, I'm not tired yet. But to get back to the to the position of where I was when I was telling you all about the similarities and trying to get you to understand that yes, the similarities are so quite in comparison to one another that if you looked at one of them on a newscast one evening one afternoon when all the officers are at work doing what they normally do, then you really wouldn't see that much of a difference. And now that they've even put together this new plan, this new band to be able to ask immigrants and even some of the people that's born here, are you a legal citizen? Oh man, it's worse than ever. But you know, it just goes to show that there's no shame to the game. So we have to get together sooner or later and combine our attentions and change some of these rules, make some better decisions about who we put in office. Because if the ones that we have in office are the ones that's making these rules, then undoubtedly we're voting wrong, we're choosing wrong, and we're being fooled like a big dog. And then, you know, they'll get in office and say, well, I changed what I was. I was a Democrat, but now I'm a Republican. And I was a Republican, but now I'm an independent. And I was a Republican or independent, but now I'm a Democrat. That does not change their opinion of you. You know what I'm saying? So undoubtedly, they got a pretty bad opinion of you anyhow, but they just can't tell you that. Because then you damn sure wouldn't vote for them. Excuse me, y'all, I put this dollar in this glass because I'm getting ready to say something I don't need to say. But do something I don't need to do. Because, you know, sometimes when you look at the similarities, you wonder, well, when they meeting in all them big meetings and stuff and they close off where news folk and stuff can't get in, what do they be talking about? Well, that might be the reason. Oh, that was called collusion, you know, or something like that. But, you know, I don't know because I'm not in that room. But it makes you wonder when the people that you done got dog me put in office and voted for and everything, and you done did your little research and everything, but it comes out he still voted or she still voted with the other folk. You know what I'm saying? So it's something wrong with that. I got a big problem with that. But there's not a lot that we can do about it because we voted them in the office. We didn't do our homework. We just voted by the way they look, by the way they dress, or sometimes even by the way they talk. Dwayne Carraway. So, you know, it's up to us to start making better decisions and doing the stuff we need to do to be treated better than what we've been treated. So look at it the way you want to, do it the way you want to. But I'm telling you, I'm getting tired of being asked questions like, what did I do wrong? Right after you did it. You should have asked the question before you did it. Y'all don't hear me. but y'all beginning to understand what I'm talking about. Sometimes ask yourself, wherever your family, your main family is from, if they're from Oregon or Mississippi or whatever, you know, us being black, most of our family are from the southern part of the country and whatever else, you know, the Mississippi, the Alabama, the Georgia, and like that. My father come from that area, you know, Mississippi, but they migrated to other areas of the country. The Pawnees are known greatly all over the world. But the thing is, sometimes it's out of sight, out of mind. But like I said, when I ran into my relatives, I think very highly of them, think very deeply of them. But I just wish I could be closer to them something. I'm like everybody else right now. It's going around a whole lot of young people in Dallas, you know, without a purpose, without a reason. You know, because I definitely don't want them to think I'm partying with them, because that's not the case. I don't even party with family. So with that all being said, some of the decisions that we've been making, some things, like stop thinking about yourself and your little beer drinking and stuff like that on the weekend, and start thinking about your grandchildren's future. What would they do if they were stuck in the past, you get to get better attention of yourself and what's going on. Probably come in the world homeless. Just to be able to tell you, don't do that. Grandpa, don't do that. Don't do that. Because, man, what you're doing is thinking of yourself, the habits that you got now, instead of thinking about your family. You know, think about it and call in and tell me what you really want to do, what you really feel. Because we need all the help we can get. Trust that. Young folks said, true that, man, true that. So I'm going to let y'all listen to a little more music. I just figured, since I saw that, if y'all see a repeat of it, think about it, watch it, and get some of the same animosity-type feelings that I got out of it, because I know it's happening all over the country. And one guy a long while back that I was talking to had said, well, you know, it's really happening all over the world. Look at France. Look at Italy and other places, that Germany, that's having them bombers and stuff. And look and see. It's them people against the Muslims, but most of the Muslims is black. So, you know, it's not just the Muslims. It's, I keep trying to tell y'all, it's bigger than what you think it is. And in our world, it's a lot smaller than what it should be, because divide and conquer. I'm trying to tell you something. I'm just trying to tell you something. Do this for yourself and do it for me. Because when I rose this morning, I didn't have nothing else on my mind but to get this show in. And I think y'all feel the same type of way. Think about it. When I rose this morning,
Thank you. got a chance. Why are we trying to figure it out? Tell your neighbor, he's already working.
all understand that one. And she don't. And
Jane is about to find out that the everyday things she and her family need is the Border Adjustment Tax passes.
I've had some weary days. Are you good?
Well, I'm going to use these last 12 minutes to do a little complaining myself. Because after what I saw last night, I knew I was doing the right thing by voting the way I did and everything. How about you? You think you did the right thing by doing what you did and not put his mindset on? You wanted to see what would happen? Well, now that you're seeing what would happen, just how much better do you feel? Because understandably so, you ought to feel terrible. The time that you have taken to make your decision about why you didn't vote or why you wouldn't vote, all of that was very defeatist attitude when you already die, and then you want to stay down and wallow in it, but you're making so many other people that didn't want to be in it get in it. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, it's costing a whole lot of people, man. And the health rule changes, man, I just don't know. I don't know what y'all going to do. I've already told you, by any means necessary, I can't let me or my family suffer because of something you didn't want to do, which is vote or whatever. So with all of that being said, pretty sure the next time that situation comes up or arise on your doorstep or whatever, I ain't wishing you no bad luck. You know, if it could just haunt you and your family for next 100 years, you know, let the curse fall on you and take it off of us, you know, reverse it or whatever. So that's all I'm saying, because we didn't need none of this. We did. We tried to stay out of it, tried to stay, and did all we could. I guess it just wasn't enough. But with all of that being said, I hope you learned your lesson. I hope that the making of a much larger mistake than you ever thought it would be, that learn something from it. You can't keep putting yourself down. And my phone is about to be cut off. I heard the little beep. So I'm going to get ready to disengage, maybe even a little early. So I hope we got something out of it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go back to this old adage of we in it now. What we going to do to get out of it? I hope you understand that I'm out of here for the night. We can start on my dinner. I hope that we can, you know, do better next time, you know. Also, I'm praying for you. Please, please, please pray for me. I holler. Y'all have a great night. And ooh, man, I hope you win it. Good night, Irene. Whoop the queen for that 15, because Uncle Bill is out of here.
Travel across the country.
trouble.
Thank you. My enemy is with you. tell you, me and him been brothers since 1986. Yes, for this. Bye. Bye. Nothing. You done forgot, bro. I ain't on you. I'll talk to anybody later. All right.